Coast Radio News for Monday, April 20th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Local banks have confirmed that the amount of money allocated through the Payroll Protection Plan is in the millions. Over the past 2 weeks, banks have been accepting loan applications for businesses that need help in keeping their employees on the payroll, and the PPP, through the Small Business Administration, has been geared up to doing just that. Specifically, two banks here in Florence, Oregon Pacific Bank and Banner Bank, have processed hundreds of applications and received funding for many of them prior to funds running out. Ron Green, president and CEO, says their loan team has seen a lot of approvals.
One loan officer received 87 Paycheck Protection Loan approvals for the Florence community small businesses and nonprofits, and that total was about $5.5 million.
Banner Bank did not have a breakdown of the Florence community businesses, but Kelly McPhee with Banner Bank says statewide they secured almost $500 million.
We were able to secure funding for over $430 million. SBA program.
Although the current amount of money available has run out, both banks are anticipating a new round of funding and are continuing to process loans for the Payroll Protection Program. Numbers of applications processed from the Small Business Administration over the 10-day period that the program was opened topped the number of total applications over the past 14 years combined. Green says that businesses and nonprofits that may not have applied for the PPP loans can still do so. Friday evening, a fatal crash on Highway 36 took the life of a Florence woman. 34-year-old Tara Ross was killed when a tan Nissan pickup truck, driven by a 17-year-old female, also from Florence, crossed the center line and hit head-on Ross's Chevy Cavalier. Two 17-year-old females traveling with Ross were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the Nissan was also taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The accident occurred at milepost 1, just north of 126 36 Junction. If you're heading to Eugene over the next 2 weeks, be prepared for slight delays as the Oregon Department of Transportation begins a tree removal safety project that will begin 1 mile east of the tunnel. The project will cover 2 miles of Highway 126, and work will occur from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Traffic will be limited to one lane, and flaggers will be present. Over the weekend, there were only two new reports of COVID-19 cases in Lane County. Both new cases were from the Eugene-Springfield area. The first was a woman in her 50s, and the second was a male in his 20s. Both are medically stable and are currently at home. The number of positive cases statewide has risen to 1,910, which is 174 new cases since Friday's numbers. 39,038 tests have been conducted, and 74 deaths have been attributed to the virus. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, April 20th, 2020.